Welcome back to the Burn Bag Podcast. My name is Ryan Rosenthal, joined as always by Andre Ganuela. And Andre, this is a very special one-year anniversary episode where we're going to talk about the past year of the podcast, our first year. It's been a pretty wild year. I think we should start by kind of giving our listeners, maybe our newer listeners, a bit of our story, our background, kind of why we started this podcast, because a year ago today, we were in the throes of COVID-19, all, you know, isolated in our respective homes, and we were kind of bored, both in graduate school and, you know, you came to me and said, let's do something.
We were literally and figuratively jobless. We were literally and figuratively jobless. We were, I think it was the summer after both of our first years in graduate school, and then for you, both graduate school and law school. And Ryan and I, we used to run this organization, a student organization called the Michigan Foreign Policy Council at the University of Michigan. And we basically had about 40 to 50 students sort of do these research projects in these little groups, sort of gave kids a venue to talk about foreign policy and international affairs issues. And one thing we really liked was we liked hosting speaker events. So at the end of each semester, we'd always have a little speakers panel. We had former House Intel Chair Mike Rogers, former Indian Ambassador to European Union Rajendra Abhyankar, and Javed Ali, who's now our Executive Director, formerly Senior Director of Counterterrorism in the National Security Council. And that was sort of our last hurrah at the Michigan Foreign Policy Council. And Ryan and I were both the co-presidents of that. We kept in touch sporadically throughout that first year, but then the pandemic hit. And yeah, I mean, we decided to do some more work together, and I thought a podcast would be a cool idea. Initially, the podcast was sort of conceived as this this program where we could perhaps interview, you know, former retired ambassadors, some professors, and so on. But then it sort of became something more.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. At the beginning of this, I thought, you know, it'll just be you and me talking to just whoever we could get on the podcast for maybe 30 minutes, an hour if we're lucky. But over time, I was very surprised by how open and receptive all of our guests have been to coming on the podcast. I think it's the benefit of COVID is that everyone's in their homes. People want things to do. And so just like us, you know, we found just a variety of great guests for the past year. Right, almost 100 episodes in total, right? It's absolutely only 52 weeks in a year, but we're almost hitting 100 episodes, which is wild.
We've been working like mad dogs. I mean, one guy like has really helped us sort of get this, you know, up and running. Javed Ali, as I said, our executive producer, a former National Security Council senior director. He has been a mentor and a very good friend to us. And I mean, in the beginning, when we were conceptualizing this, we sort of worked with him very closely to figure out, like, you know, how do we brand this? How do we sort of get this together? Who should we sort of target? So that first month, he was sort of giving us guests. You know, we had our first two episodes with, you know, journalists Ellen Nakashima and Eric Schmidt. We had Susan Page on, who we just released a Haiti episode with, Lieutenant General Mike Nagata, Bobber McQuaid, and then we had a connection to House Intel Chair Mike Rogers, and we somehow managed to land former NSA Director Mike Rogers, and then Peter Bergen, who is the famous journalist who did the Bin Laden interview. And that was a very sort of lucky first collection of guests. And then somehow I had met him at the University of Chicago, Michael Morell, former acting CIA director, who was just so gracious enough to do this podcast, even though he runs a very, very great podcast called Intel Matters. And after we had, you know, people like that on, really in the first month of the program, I mean, really it was like open season for whoever we could get at that point.
A huge kudos to all of you who started listening to us at the very beginning. You know, I know in the very beginning we were a bit, you know, scripted, a bit robotic. Oh yeah. So I think we certainly found our own path. Our personalities have begun to kind of come out as we progress through the podcast. But so for all of you who were with us on day one, a profound thank you. And all of you who are now listening to us, whether you started today or maybe a week ago or, you know, a month ago, again, thank you very much for listening. It's really why we do this. We really enjoy just at least at the base level, Andre and I like, you know, hanging out with each other, talking about foreign policy and national security. Right. So if you know, we didn't have a podcast to do it, we just do it on our own time. And so it's, you know, us having the opportunity to record it and release it to all of you, and you all being gracious enough to listen to it and give us feedback is, you know, it's so much fun for us.
Yeah, and I mean, we really were robotic in the beginning. We'd have Javid sort of do his little introductions, and then we'd sort of come in these just to... We'd sort of come in these just two, like, you know, no-name sort of little boys. We'd be like, Michael, tell us about the time you killed Bin Laden. Or, you know, former NSA director Mike Rogers, please tell us about your thoughts on Edward Snowden. It's sort of asking these questions that, you know, these people have been asked so many times before in some of their other interviews. And then I remember Michael Morell sort of saying, I've never been asked that question, really trying to, you know, help us and be like, oh, you know, these guys are cool, but totally like at the same time. I had listened to so many interviews where I had gotten that same question. So they were very gracious and very charitable in terms of providing those opportunities to us for us to interview them. But yeah, really, we started this off as a small scale thing, and somehow it became significantly bigger. I think once we had that sort of small guest roster, we just sent so many cold emails, so many cold calls, so many cold messages, and so many of our guests, all of our guests, were so gracious and willing to respond.
Yeah, I mean, I think the coolest part for me, at the very least, is, you know, we get to see where people are listening around the world. And so, of course, initially it was just people, you know, in San Diego, where Andre is, and in Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from. And since then, we've grown to, I mean, around the world. So in our episodes, we see 10, 15, 20 countries where people are listening. And that really is, I mean, for a foreign policy podcast, that is, you know, the epitome of success for us, is that people around the world are going to just tune in and listen to the conversations we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one cool thing was, I mean, initially when we started this program, we really started it with the idea that, like, you know, no one's going to come listen to us. No one's going to listen to Andre and Ryan. Who are Andre and Ryan? We don't care about these suckers. But yeah. We want to listen to the guest. We want to listen to the topic. We want to listen to this cool stuff that's being talked about. But I mean, Ryan, I think we were very nervous, I think, when we were starting this. As you said, we were very scripted, very robotic, very mechanical, very emotionless. And you can definitely tell that in the early episodes. I sometimes cringe when I listen to the early episodes. But now, I mean, to an extent, I mean, if we can take you behind the scenes a bit, the people often ask, like, you know, is it hard to do a podcast? Is it very time consuming? And like, yes, it is, like, you know, a part-time job. But at the same time, it's almost become this sort of habit, this sort of ritual. I mean, we, you know, every Monday, we've never, ever missed a Monday thus far in terms of releasing an episode with a guest or an episode in general. And I think that's really cool. It sort of speaks to, you know, our ability to, I guess, quickly come up with solutions when we might not have a guest we want ready to go, or when something goes wrong with the guest and stuff. But I mean, we've gotten a bit more casual in terms of how we interview people, and we really, you know, try to make it so it's more of a conversation.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, first off, there have been panicked conversations between you and me when we haven't had a guest for a Monday episode that we've had to quickly conjure up, and it seems like we always get lucky. We always get guests, and sometimes they just come in, you know, 3, 4, 5 at a time, and then for weeks on, we'll have no one. And so it's a very fun and wild ride that we've kind of gone through over the past year. And I mean, I'm just looking forward to, you know, the next year and all the guests that we get to have on, all the conversations we get to have. But Andre, I would love to kind of talk about our favorite episodes. I think that for all of you listening, you might not have gone, you know, through the entire series of episodes that we have through the podcast. And so there are, I mean, I think maybe 10 or 15 in particular that Andre and I would say are our favorites.
Yeah, my number one, I think, was former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta. I mean, in terms of guests, that was just like the greatest guest we could probably get, the highest ranking guest we ever got in our first cabinet official. And I mean, the former secretary was just so gracious with his time. I sent an invite in around maybe April, and then his representative got back to us about a month later, and he was like, hey, you know, former secretary is interested. And he was apparently willing to literally answer whatever we wanted to ask, literally whatever we wanted to ask. And we've had guests in the past who have, you know, asked us to provide, you know, questions. They'd like their staffs to approve it, even retired guys. They'd like their staffs to review it, so, you know, they're not necessarily ambushed. But the former secretary said, hey, anything you want to ask me, fair game. Ask me anything. Ask me the most controversial things.
Well, so long as it's a question, right? I mean,
so long as it's a question.
Yeah. If anyone who goes back and listens, the secretary kind of poked fun at me for not really asking him a question as the first question, which, you know, immediately struck right at my inner deep core. You know, I think I quickly recovered and asked a question, but he, of course, had some great insights into our world today. We called it Flashpoints just because that's what we talked about, flashpoints around the world. And it was kind of a great tour of all the geopolitical troubles facing the United States.
And I think that's sort of an episode that's very indicative of what we're all about, right? We want to cover all these different flashpoints, all these different regions of the world, all these different issue areas in the podcast that you might know about, that you might not hear about. And the former secretary's episode was just an awesome opportunity to really cover that more in general and sort of, you know, take us around the world. Ryan, what was one of you? I think you had an interesting choice for a favorite episode. What was that?
Yeah, so I would say my favorite is with Professor Sean Roberts. And the reason being is that was like one of our first episodes where we did a deep dive on an issue, not just a conversation with a person. Mm. And so that episode was on the Uyghur people who live in Xinjiang province, China, who are repressed by the Chinese Communist Party. And Professor Roberts has done a lot of work about the cultural genocide in the region and about the Uyghur diaspora. And I mean, for me, at least, you know, it was eye opening. I had, you know, researched and done some reading about the Uyghurs, but never in this depth. And he has a great book on it that we read in preparation. And so I picked that episode just because it provided me with so much more information. I mean, because a lot of times, you know, Andre and I are not, you know, we love this stuff. We are, you know, fairly well read in a lot of these issues, but there are times where we have no idea about certain topics or certain issues. We don't have the depth. And so this podcast allows us to just also consume information as well as produce it for you all.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, when you look at our episodes, you can sort of divide them into a couple of buckets. I think the first bucket is like, you know, these very prominent, sort of famous in the field guests, Leon Panetta, former generals David Petraeus, former general Stanley McChrystal, Fiona Hill, Admiral James Stavridis, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, Dr. Richard Haass, and Ian Bremmer of the Eurasia Group. And that's sort of like our famous big name guests. And then there are the other episodes like Sean Roberts. You know, you might not necessarily know, you know, who some of these professors are, but their work is just profoundly important. And they're really fantastic storytellers in terms of being able to convey these issues in a very very accessible way.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of, you know, the whole idea of the podcast is to provide these kind of two competing variables. You have these great conversations with very important and accomplished people, but also these narrative histories or deep dives into issues. And so I think something that we did recently, which was kind of a spur of the moment kind of project for us, this mini series, was this Israel-Palestine conflict that we've kind of turned into a mini series, right? This recent escalation that happened, I think, a couple months ago at this point, Andre. And so we had, maybe five episodes across the miniseries?
Six. So we had five that were planned and then one that had already happened. So when the Israel-Palestine thing sort of, really got, you know, took a hold of the news and the news cycle, we knew it was a very controversial, a very emotional issue that, you know, we had to tackle. I mean, you listen to us on What in the Worlds every Friday, and you hear us talking about literally everything and anything. With Israel Palestine, a lot of people are very attached to whatever side they might identify with, whether it's on a religious or an ethnic sort of affiliation, whether you're pro-Israeli or you're pro-Palestinian. Many people have very strong opinions as for why they belong to either side. And we had to really figure out how we wanted to tackle this. I remember when the first Gaza bombings had sort of occurred, we tried to record a What in the World session to sort of discuss that. And we thought we were being, you know, very even-handed. But there were things we said in terms of rough draft that were not necessarily even-handed or that were not possessive of the right information or the complete story. So in terms of getting the right information and the right story, we figured, hey, why don't we talk to the people who've actually worked on this stuff in an honest and diverse array of perspectives?
Yeah, I mean, Andre and I cannot provide you 100 years of history in a 30-minute What in the World podcast. And so we thought it was important to provide not only the history, but also perspectives on both sides. And so I think we did accomplish that. We, of course, had Professor Victor Lieberman from the University of Michigan to provide the 100 years history. And then we had perspectives. So we had Yossi Klein Halevi to provide the Israeli perspective, and Dr. Rashid Khalidi to provide the Palestinian perspective. And then a very different episode for us, but I think an important and fascinating one, was with Dr. Jess Ghanem, who provided the what trauma looks like in Gaza, and what it does to the community there, and how that kind of that lens on the conflict, which we don't normally hear about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing I was very proud of with that miniseries is the fact that we were able to get, you know, perspectives from diverse voices. I mean, we had two Jewish Americans, although I believe Yossi identifies more as Israeli now, right? Although he was born in America. Professor Lieberman is Jewish American, and then two Palestinian Americans with Dr. Rashid Halidi and Dr. Jess Ghanem, and then former Egyptian Foreign Minister Nabil Fahmy, and then of course former U.S. official who we happened to interview in December, Bruce Rydell, and all of those together, different perspectives, different diverse backgrounds, and different diverse profiles. And those profiles certainly can shape how you think about a certain issue. And I was very proud of that. And certainly getting more diverse voices is one of our goals for the future of the podcast. And Ryan, that sort of leads me to another episode I really liked. Actually, not an episode, but more a bucket of episodes. The folks who actually talk about their careers, not necessarily about the issues or the regions, but just sharing information about their careers and telling the story about their careers. So far, Tracy Walder, former CIA and FBI agent, wrote, Ryan, what was her book called?
I believe it was entitled The Unexpected Spy, which is a great title.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that was just such a great book, and talked about what it's like to be a CIA agent and an FBI agent, but as a woman, as a Jewish American, as someone who often had assumptions made about them, very prejudiced assumptions, and I thought it was a fantastic book. Then, of course, we had Jonna Mendez on, fantastic storyteller, former chief of disguise at the CIA, married to Tony Mendez, who was Ben Affleck's character, well, real-life character, in Argo with the Iranian hostage crisis and the Canadian caper. And that was just such a fantastic episode. And we planned out the episode with Jonna before, and just getting to know her was such a treat. She's such a good storyteller. And we're planning on releasing an episode with Daniel Levin on his book, Proof of Life, where he essentially spent 20 days searching for a missing person in Syria during the Syrian civil war in the 2010s. Taking us through the Middle Eastern underworld. And we seriously want to do more episodes like that, more episodes that sort of talk about these people's careers and let them tell stories, cool stories, fascinating stories.
You know, I know we're talking about the past year, but Daniel Levin's episode will probably be my favorite, because I mean, yeah. And all of you listening will soon come to, you know, discover why. It's a fantastic episode. So stay tuned for that. It'll be out next Monday. But Andre, I want to, you know, list just a handful of more episodes. Another kind of great storyteller is Will Carless, yes. Who's a great investigative journalist. He talked about the Wisconsin chapter of the Proud Boys. He was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. He witnessed it. And he basically takes us through the rise of the Proud Boys, their recruitment methods, and basically kind of, you know, lifting the veil on how it works out. They're not just this drinking club of, you know, Western chauvinists, but they are, you know, truly racist, xenophobic, and in many circumstances, terrorists.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, he talks about the Proud Boys and the investigative journalism he's done, but he also talks about his experience on January 6th, talking to Ashley Babbitt on the plane, getting to the Capitol and just experiencing that, what it's like to be there. And I really love those types of episodes, just because it's almost cinematic in nature, you know, it's almost cinematic in nature. Whereas sometimes our experts will sometimes talk about, you know, this happened 2,000 years ago, this happened 1,000 years ago, this happened in 1900s, and then we sort of go through this timeline, and it is somewhat like a classroom. And classrooms are good, but sometimes you want a different type of experience when you're listening to a program. And Will Carless's episode was just fantastic in telling us this partially through narrative and then partially through, of course, his journalistic nature.
Yeah, I mean, I will say the journalists we've had on have done a fantastic job, but also there are a handful of, you know, career professionals that have really done a great job of kind of providing insight on a variety of issues. And the first one that, you know, sticks out to me is Bill and Holden, who talked about counterintelligence. Yeah. I mean, so they, I mean, that episode for me, at least, as someone who is very interested in counterintelligence.
And Holden Triplett, yeah, formerly of the FBI, formerly worked on a lot of counterintelligence stuff. I believe Bill might have been the deputy director that worked on that stuff. And then Holden was working a lot with Chinese officials.
Yeah. So I mean, Holden, I think, was actually on the ground in Beijing and in Moscow as the FBI representative there working on a variety of issues. And so their perspectives, both from, you know, working in DC, but also working in the field.
Apologies, Bill. Bill was the assistant director of the FBI for counterintelligence.
It's a big job.
That's straight.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that at least to me is a great episode, but also like episodes like with, you know, Sumi Terya doing a deep dive on North Korea, where, of course, you know, that the Hermit Kingdom is always fascinating to kind of dig into. And she, of course, is one of the, you know, foremost experts on it, having, you know, worked in the CIA for many years as a senior analyst. And basically, I think, you know, she holds the record of contributions to the President's Daily Brief, which is, I mean, that's a statistic.
Yeah, hell yeah, it is. And then, of course, one of our earlier episodes, Peter Bergen, the guy looked Bin Laden in the eye and interviewed him, basically. It was helping to conduct that interview, and that's just crazy. But Ryan, so we've talked a bit about our past episodes, and we've had plenty of great episodes also with Fiona Hill on Russia. We had a fantastic episode with Ian Kelly on the Armenia-Azerbaijan war, which is an episode very much sort of put together in a last-minute fashion, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, and then Sue Gordon, and many, many others. But looking to the future, we have a lot of changes that we want to make. You might have noticed we have a new website. We've totally revamped our entire website, making it much easier to navigate, sort of helping you understand a bit more about who we are, what we do, how to get in touch with us, and where our latest episodes are. Ryan, what are some of the other changes we're making?
Yeah, well, first off, I will say, please check out the website because Andre put a lot of time and effort into it, and I'm going to hear a lot about it if there's not a lot of traffic. So everyone go visit the website, make Andre happy. He'll maybe seem a bit, you know, more chipper on our Friday episodes if we get more website traffic. Tell your friend.
I always sound grumpy on our Friday episodes.
Well, so speaking of our Friday episodes, we're, you know, the goal with the Friday episodes, of course, is to provide you with what's happening around the world in a very short time, packaged and ready to go. And we're always trying to make it a bit more fun and conversational. And so that is going into the year two of the podcast. One of our primary goals is making the Friday episodes even better. And so, of course, please let us know what we can do. We might make it a bit more loose, maybe, you know, because we record them on Thursday evenings, maybe have a drink or two, you know, kind of, you know, sit back, have a scotch, talk about geopolitics, make it more fun.
Yeah. And another thing we want to do is we want to have more of us during the Monday episodes. We're not just going to be like, welcome to the Burned Bag podcast. My name is Andre, being joined as always by my co-host Ryan. And we are so honored and so delighted to have John Smith on the podcast today to talk about his book, My Journey. No, we're gonna stop doing that for a bit because it's very formal and we've been doing it for the past year. We're certainly going to start off each episode with a bit more about ourselves, more about, you know, how we're doing, what's happening in the world in general for a little bit, then sort of preview our episode, sort of talk about why we want to interview this person and why we want to cover this topic and what questions we sort of have going in. You'll hear the interview in full, and then afterwards we'll have a recap of the interview, still talk about some lingering questions you might have, sort of set the record straight on some issues as well, with more like with some, you know, some fact checks and other things as well. And you'll just hear more of us on those Monday episodes because we really want to help you understand these issues while also having some fun with it.
Yeah, we're taking a more holistic approach to podcasting. And so, you know, for many of you, maybe you don't want to hear more of us, but unfortunately, this is what you're going to get. We're going to, you know, kind of shepherd in the episode, have the conversation with whomever we're lucky enough to have on, and then kind of close it out. We're also exploring some, you know, special projects with a bunch of other very smart and talented individuals. We're always looking to kind of add to the podcast, help it grow. And so we're looking for a bunch of, you know, young professionals, some new voices to kind of make, you know, have the Burn Bag brand kind of grow a bit more and provide more opportunities for those just like us who, you know, want to talk about foreign policy and national security.
Yeah, and totally. Like, if you're interested in, you know, getting involved with the Burn Bag and you have ideas for how we might be able to improve, for what we might be able to do, reach out to us over LinkedIn or wherever. Like, seriously, reach out to us. We want to get more people involved in this. This has been a fun project, and we want to make sure that this can sort of outlive my and Ryan's ability to do this.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you never know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Depending on, you know, where we work, what type of jobs we get. I mean, I'm on the job search right now. So there are some jobs that obviously wouldn't let me do podcasting, for example. So
at the end of the day, the goal is to provide you guys with great content and a little bit of fun on Mondays and Fridays, and sometimes on Thursdays when we have a special episode. And so any sort of feedback would be greatly appreciated. And also, you know, a follow back on social media would also be appreciated. We're trying to kind of grow our social media footprints. All of our socials are at BurnBagPod. We are trying to kind of reinvigorate our social media. We have a great group of talent behind us that are helping us with our marketing. And so stay on the lookout for all of that stuff. It's going to be a great year two of the Burn Bag Podcast.
Absolutely. Ryan, is there anything else we want to cover?
I think that's about it, Andre. I mean, and I think they've kind of heard us talk for long enough. This is a bit more than they're used to on Mondays for just you and me alone.
Yeah. But stay tuned for our Monday episode. I mean, we're going to be, again, revamping how we do it. We'd love your feedback. You'll be hearing more of us just talking about the news, more of us in a casual sense.
So yeah, for better or for worse, this is what you guys are getting. Again, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, happy anniversary, Ryan.
Happy anniversary, Andre.
You're gonna get me a gift.
Hey, I didn't get anything either. But you know what? Maybe for the second anniversary, you know, we'll maybe a burn bag cake or a burn bag tote bag. Maybe some merch. Maybe I'll gift you some merch. You can gift me some merch. And then we can give some merch to all of our loyal listeners.
I have some polo shirts sitting in a box that's been sitting by my staircase for maybe 3 months.
Yeah, I know. You haven't sent them to me. I've been waiting for it. Yeah. Thank you. All right. That's enough out of us. Once again, this is the Burn Bag Podcast. Thank you all for listening. See you next time.